on my own. Never committed cause I really thought that I was grown. Every time I was in trouble I had to pick up the phone. Nevertheless you always answered all my calls. Even though you knew that I was always set up for a fall. You always bailed me out really and truly never struggled. But I was dedicated to go right back to my hustle. Look at me now bugging, I can't take it anymore. Even if I'm making 30 G's a month I'm really poor. I'm back now, just wanna relax now. Just wanna be next to you, this is my confess to you.
Your words can tell it all, my love is from the heart. Each year I cry, why my heart, why are we so far? I wanna be next to you, next to you. So that's how let it lay, always kneel and pray. Longing for more and more, so much things to say. I wanna be next to you, next to you. Can't go on without you.
I really thought that I was all that. In the Range Rover tucked fitted ball cap, fully loaded with a celly plane phone tap. Let me tell you that was then and now I'm here and it's a wrap. I'ma give you everything and I'm gonna keep it
real.
Every day and night I'ma get on my knees and tell you how I feel. I'm so in love with you, now on it's you and I. On the real it's me and you, nobody gonna rob this prize. The enemy's a liar, trying to get into my mind. I'ma stand on the word cause no weapon shall prosper in my life. Can't do it by myself, I'ma need you by my side. It's real talk, that's why I
can't go on without you.
Can't go on without you.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during the show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's Underground Radio. For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboul-Joud. Canadian activist and author Eve Angler was released on Tuesday, February 25, after spending 5 days in prison due to accusations of harassment by pro-Israeli influencer Dalia Kurtz. After SPVM contacted Angler about their plans to arrest him following Kurtz's complaint against him, he went on X to clarify the issue. Angler wrote that while he did respond to the influencer's racist, violent, and anti-Palestinian posts on the platform, he did not harass, message, or threaten her. In response to Angler's post about his arrest and the accusations against him, the Canadian Foreign Policy Institute initiated an action campaign. By the time it was published, more than 3,000 had reached out to the Montreal police, asking for the charges against Angler to be dropped. However, the police proceeded to further the charges against him and demand that he stop speaking about the case. Angler has been a prominent critic of Israel and the Canadian military for over 20 years. He told Middle East Eye that his detainment is part of a targeting of those who oppose Canada's complicity in Israel's apartheid and genocide. Medical officials from Gaza reported that at least 6 Palestinian infants, including 3 newborns, have died from hypothermia since Tuesday. According to Al Jazeera correspondent Hani Mahmoud, doctors confirmed that for the past week, many families have been struggling to keep their babies warm during this cold weather. Hamas denounced the deaths of these infants, saying they are a result of Israel's criminal policies. They also released a statement urging mediators and the international community to take action and ensure the entry of shelter and other humanitarian supplies into the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military has not yet commented on the matter. Israel continues to block the entry of temporary housing into Gaza, despite it being among the conditions of the ceasefire agreement. On Tuesday, February 18, the day Israel was supposed to withdraw its troops from southern Lebanon, Israeli forces opened fire at southerners trying to return to their villages, killing around 15 people and injuring more than 83. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu justified Israel's refusal to withdraw from Lebanon by saying Hezbollah has not pulled back enough from the border area. Lebanon rejected those claims and urged Israel to abide by their deadline. Since November 27, the Israeli army has violated the ceasefire agreement over hundreds of times. The series of violations include ground incursions, aerial attacks, airspace violations, demolishing of civilian homes, and the reinforcement of military positions. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
For CJLO News, I'm Valérie Chapuis. Earlier this month, a real estate company in Montreal was fined $216,000 after having been found guilty of contempt of court for cutting services at Résidence Montcarmel. Tenants of Montcarmel are suing to stop the building's conversion from a private seniors' residence to a regular residential building. Superior Court Justice Daniel Urbas ruled that the company ignored an order to continue providing essential services while a lawsuit was ongoing. According to the Montreal Gazette, the judge wrote that the abrupt cuts forced the seniors to put their way of life on hold, showing a lack of respect for the court and the residents the order was looking to protect. The company closed a lounge where residents gathered, canceled social events and entertainment, shut the pool, and stopped 24-hour front desk assistance. This left 63 vulnerable senior residents isolated and unprotected. Judge Urbas rejected the company's claim that some closures were for renovations and hygiene. On Sunday, February 23rd, Montreal's Ukrainian community gathered for a march marking the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The event marched from Dorchester Square and stopped at Phillips Square in downtown Montreal. Many participants were wrapped in Ukrainian flags, others carried Canadian and Quebec flags, as well as banners with messages that said "Stop Russian aggression" and "Hold Russia accountable." Several speakers addressed the crowd. They highlighted the courage of Ukraine's resistance, stressing the importance of defending freedom and liberty. According to the Montreal Gazette, some protesters also criticized recent remarks made by U.S. officials about Ukraine and Russia, calling for peace talks that include Ukraine. The demonstration was part of a global commemoration. Last Saturday, the 15th annual Money Money Talent Show was held at Concordia's Oscar Peterson Concert Hall. The event, organized by Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi de Côte des Neiges, celebrated Black history, financial literacy, and civic engagement. It emphasized the power of music and the importance of unity across cultures, offering a platform for youth to share their skills and stories. More than 20 young Montrealers from various backgrounds showcased their talents through dancing, singing, spoken word, and more. The event also featured special guest performers such as Indigenous hip-hop artist Willie Scandals. Two special awards were given out that evening. The Money Money Hall of Fame Award was presented to Josa Moll, founder of the Montreal School of Performing Arts, for her commitment to the arts and entertainment scene in Montreal and around the world. And the Egbert Gaye Award was granted to Chrishella Nicholas, president of 514 Online Mix, for her passion and commitment to bring the news to the Black community. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
As the days go by, and in my heart I'm satisfied. One day I was lost, and I was lonely too. You came and told me just what to do. You said you must be born by goodness, it's not by sight, it's by my spirit.
power. It's not by might. It's not by goodness. It's not by sight. It's by my spirit. I heard you say, I am the answer. And I'm the way. Born again, you must be born again. You must be born again.
Born again.
You gotta be born again.
Born again.
Be born again.
Born again.
You must be born again.
Born again.
You gotta be born again. Born again. You can't give 50% now. You can't give 75%. You gotta give all of your love, yes. Give them 100%. You can't give 50% now. You can't give 75%. You gotta give all of your love, yes. Give them 100%. You gotta be born again.
Born again.
Be born again. You know you gotta be born again. It's all the loving and affection that you'll ever need now.
You must be born again,
oh Lord.
You must be born again,
my Lord.
You must be born again,
my Heavenly Father.
You must be born again,
oh Lord.
You must be born again,
sweet Jesus.
You must be born again.
You know he's talking to you.
You must be born again.
Yes, he's talking to you and you and you and you. You know you gotta be born again.
You must be born again.
Be born.
You must be born again.
I know you must.
Yes, oh yes, that's Pan Will. Hey. Now we gotta give some announcements. Yeah, and then we're gonna come back and chat with you a bit. Talk to you about heaven.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Célidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right, so we're back. And now we're going to be... Ooh, that's a nice saxophone lick there. Right? So, Curtis, what's our topic today?
Ray, gentlemen, today we're going to talk about heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of our conversation will center around Genesis 1 and Revelations 21.
Okay.
So, Genesis 1... talks about the firmament,
mm-hmm.
and Revelations 21 talks about the new heaven and the new earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason that I think this conversation is really important is because many people actually don't know what heaven is like. They don't know where heaven is.
Mm.
They don't even know how to get to heaven.
That's it.
So I think, but also as a believer, I think having a clearer view of what heaven is all about actually allows us to become more focused. Right, in terms of how we live, because heaven is going to be a beautiful place. And I think we have a perception that we get from Hollywood or from storybooks about heaven, but the Bible actually has a different picture of what heaven looks like. So we'll take a look at heaven today. And I'm not sure if you've ever had a discussion like trying to explain heaven to someone. Like,
yeah, well, actually, I think it was 2 years ago. What do you call it? What's that path? That the overseer from Prophecy.
I know who you're talking. Pastor Thompson.
Yeah, Bishop Thompson. Bishop Thompson. Yeah, Bishop Thompson. He had did a little speaking on heaven and on Gospel Unlimited a while back.
Okay.
He had sent it in, and he was talking about the different levels of heaven and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's pretty deep. Heaven is a really deep subject, you know. It's like, it's just a lot to take in, you know.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to get to...
I think we can unpack it.
Yeah, we can unpack it. Let's try to unpack it.
Do you have any thoughts on heaven in general?
Come again.
Do you have any thoughts on heaven?
Yes. I have experienced heaven before.
Mm-hmm.
I have an experience.
All right.
Yes, I have several.
What are you doing back here, man?
No, but there's heaven on earth, right?
Ah, okay.
You can explain the experience.
It's not really. It's a vision.
Okay.
If I say experience,
it's a vision.
It's a vision, and it's a marvelous thing. Like if, as you guys are saying... If we are to talk about it right now, we won't finish.
No.
Because the vision I had was good. Do you know that even there's a sperm in heaven that looks like on the earth?
Interesting.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. You see cars. You see everything on this earth.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should start with that, but... Yeah.
Let's reel it back in. But I think we should go there, because I think, you know, there are many views on heaven. And let's maybe start with Genesis.
Okay,
and see what the Bible says. So Genesis 1 is kind of where we'll center. So it says, Genesis 1 verse 6, then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Then God made a firmament, and God divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So that's one description of heaven. Yeah. And that specific description of heaven actually is describing the space in which we live.
Yeah.
That's where the birds fly. That's where the clouds hover and, you know, the rain falls.
Where the planes get turbulence.
Yeah. Where they get turbulence. Yeah. That's where the planes fly as well.
Yeah.
So if you were to say, hey, we're already in heaven on earth, you're partially right. I mean, we are in a space called heaven. And that's the space between the waters beneath and the waters above. So the waters on the earth and the waters above the earth. There's a second heaven that the Bible speaks of. And this is taken from Genesis 1 verse 14. It says, then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Mm-hmm. And let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. So that's the second heaven.
That's space.
So that's where the sun is. That's where the moon is. Mm-hmm. That's where all the stars are, all the planets. So that is the second heaven.
That's where... that's a new place where we're making pollution. We're setting up all those satellites.
Send them into space. You know what's fascinating? I don't know if you heard, like, recently, like, Elon Musk is like, let's go to Mars.
Yeah.
And I find that interesting because, like, when God created Adam and Eve, what did God say to Adam and Eve? Like, what was their commission on the earth? Do you guys know? Do you remember?
Fruitful and multiply.
Be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth.
Yeah.
Subdue the earth. So I guess my question there would be, does that mandate extend to space? Like, do I get to subdue Mars and the moon? Or is it just the earth? Do you guys have any thoughts on that? I'm really scratching my head.
Yeah, because the earth is the earth.
The earth is the earth.
And the fullness thereof, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, but I mean, I can understand, this is just my reasoning, I can understand, like, okay, well, the earth and the space around the earth, what's in our gravitational force.
Yes.
Right. And but man wants to go further, you know, like we have this Star Trek vision that we want to go further. We want to see if there's different civilizations, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is our vision. That's our imagination and all that. But this is just how I look at things.
Yeah.
We would not be able to do anything unless God allows it.
That's right.
Yep. You understand? That includes space.
That includes space. So if God allows it, right, that's the only way we'll be able to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing where people, they get, again, this is my opinion. It's not the opinion.
This is all our opinion.
Yeah.
So.
It's not the opinion of CJLO. But my opinion is that, you know, like some people, they're like, they're afraid to take medications and this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, man cannot do anything good on his own. Anything that comes good out of man came from God.
Yeah.
Right? So if God gives us the wisdom of medication, right, use the medication. I'm not saying don't use prayer. Because prayer is more powerful than the medication.
It's complementary. It's not a substitute.
Yeah. Right? But on the same thing, when God heals you, there's no side effects. But when the medication heals you, there are many side effects.
Yes.
Okay? So, because a lot of times, the natural herbs that God has given us for medication, there's no side effects.
Yeah.
But the pharmaceutical companies want to trap us.
Yes.
And their medication has side effects. They would take something that the Bushman from Jamaica and from Trinidad and from Africa and thing is using, right? And they would take it now and put it into a pill and have side effects so they can, you know. So, okay, they might fix the stigma of this, but then after you're having headaches, you're having this, you're having suicidal thoughts and all this kind of stuff, right? So,
and to your point, too, like, they can't patent a flower or a plant.
Exactly.
They got to change it chemically to be able to patent it.
Again,
and make money
it's
on
for
it.
Greed.
Yeah. Yes.
And that is
profit.
That is the weakness of us as human beings, right? We have lost focus, right? And this is what is creating the hell and earth.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, we already have heaven because we can live in unity with God.
Yeah.
But because of our greed, because of what we search after.
Yeah, self. Yeah.
You know, like, how much money do you need? Some people
just
have
enough to pay my bills, man.
Some people have so much debt. No. Some people have so much money they call it generational wealth. You understand? Because they have money for
many generations.
For
to
many
come.
Generations, yeah. And then what happens? Many generations are fighting and they kill each other for that money that you left.
Yeah.
You know, so people have to start reading Ecclesiastics. It's all meaningless and chasing after
the wind. The best picture I have is like sand in your hands that just seeps out.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of how, and you know, my favorite verse as well is the Bible says those who pursue wealth mm-hmm. pierce themselves with many woes, you know? So there's a difference between being a good steward of resources and using all of the talents and gifts God gives you to make profit. I mean, mm-hmm. you're allowed to have money and make profit.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a difference between worshiping what you acquire and build with your hands versus mm-hmm. Using it to serve others and to serve God, you know?
That's it.
So I really feel that this distinction. So, you know, let's talk more about heaven. And I'm going back to you, my friend,
I forgot something.
Okay.
You tap on the first heaven.
Yes.
The second heaven.
Yes.
And I was waiting for you to come to the third heaven.
Oh, let's get to the third heaven.
Go for it.
So the third heaven is described in 2 Corinthians 2. And it says, I know a man in Christ who 15 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexplicable words. So that's the description of the third heaven. And the way the Bible describes it is that the third heaven is where God sits on his throne,
pictures
the earth as his footstool, is how the Bible puts it, right?
Ouch.
So God sits on his throne in heaven. Now, if I were to fly up in space, would I get to heaven? Would I get to this third heaven?
No way.
No, I feel like maybe it's in a different dimension,
yeah.
You know?
That's it, yeah. That's it, yeah.
And I mean, the Bible talks about how to get to the third heaven.
Yeah.
And that's when Jesus will appear. And we'll be, you know, having a new body.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
you can only go there with a new body.
Yes.
That's it.
Or if you're on earth right now, mm-hmm. God can give you a permission to have a taste.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
got to be with your spirit, man.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Start with your physical.
That was the experience I was talking about.
Okay.
Praise God.
Yes.
So lucky you, man. Lucky you.
Blessed.
But, you know,
blessed.
The Bible gives us a beautiful picture of heaven as well. And to your point, like, yeah, there's a new earth and there's a new heaven. And
that's it.
If you remember, like, in Genesis, Adam was in the garden. Adam and Eve were in the garden. And God would come in the cool of the day to interact
that's
with Adam.
It, yeah.
And then after they had sinned, then when God came to visit them, they actually were hiding, right?
That's right.
So there's always been, it's God who pursues man. Like, man doesn't go looking for God, right?
Mm.
Bible says that there's none that see God, right? So what we have, like, if you look at sort of the Old Testament, where the Israelites were always moving, they were in Egypt, they came out, they were in the wilderness, and they were always building a tabernacle. And when we get to the time of David, David wanted to build a temple, like something permanent for God to dwell in. But David's hand was covered in blood because he took out, you know, Bathsheba's husband, took her for himself. And so Solomon got to build a temple. And when we fast forward all the way to Revelations, we see the new heaven and the new earth, the way it's represented is that, yes, everything is made new. So there's literally a new heaven.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally a new earth. It's a literal earth remade. We have glorified bodies, but we see that the kingdom, God's heavenly throne room,
mm-hmm.
temple, is now actually situated on the earth.
That's it.
Right? So the Bible describes it in Revelations 21. It says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God, the tabernacle, the temple of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So that's an amazing picture of the city coming down out of heaven,
mm-hmm.
and is pictured as the temple of God, the New Jerusalem. And if you read further in Revelation 21, you actually see the dimensions, the descriptions of what the heaven's going to look like, mm-hmm. right? So it's heaven on earth.
That's
so if I were to ask the question, you know, in which heaven are we going to be in? Well, it's not. We're already in the first heaven. We could maybe get to the second heaven space with some spaceships.
Yeah.
The third heaven, maybe after we have a new body, we'll be able to visit the third heaven. But the heaven that we are all trying to get to is a heaven that God brings and builds on the earth. And what's cool is that now it's not God in heaven, man on earth. Now it's God and man together. In the same space yeah. together, right? And that kind of makes sense because if you really think about Genesis, God created the earth for man. Adam had dominion over the earth,
uh-huh.
right? So if we were to leave the earth and go to, let's say, heaven where God is now, then we're essentially abandoning the creation that God created for Adam to rule, right? So I think it kind of makes sense then that God is still honoring the initial command that he gave
promise,
to Adam.
The promise,
the
yeah.
promise and yeah. blessing that he gave to Adam. The only benefit, and listen, hey, Adam was a perfect man, right? Adam and Eve were perfect. They were without sin.
Right.
But the new bodies that we'll have will be superior to Adam's body.
That's true.
You know
true.
What I'm saying? We're given
true,
new
yeah.
glorified body. Adam was put in the Garden of Eden where the tree of life was there. Man, when you read Revelations, we're in the city of God. It's far superior. Like Adam had essentially one tree of life. When you read Revelations 21, we see that there's a river, the river of life that flows through the city. On either side is a tree of life. The tree bears a different fruit every month. One tree that bears apple 1 month, pineapple the next month, palm the next month. So the tree of life bears a different fruit every month. And the Bible says the leaves of the tree is what heals the nations, right? So we are going to be in a superior place, heaven that God has built for us already, that he'll put on the earth. We're going to have a superior body. And we're going to have something that Adam didn't have. We're going to be in the permanent presence of God.
He's not going to be visiting. He's going to
yeah,
be
Yeah, we're going to be living,
there.
Man. We're going to be living
always
with
there.
God. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So it's a really a beautiful picture of
that,
heaven.
And that alone would be the most beautiful thing. The hype of it all is to be just being in the presence of God. Because I can tell you personally, it's like... In my search for God,
mm-hmm.
you know, searching for God, like my whole, like since I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 14, right? Grew up in Christian environment in church for my whole life, mm-hmm. you know? My aunts, my mother, my father, my grandparents, my grandmother was a minister, and on my father's side was a minister, my grandmother and my mother's side was a devout Christian, you know, so mm-hmm. I came from the word kind of thing, right? So that being said, still, when God was presented to me and I give my heart to the Lord, it's natural, and this is what I tell my children or what I tell anybody, it's natural to question God.
Yeah.
Prove him for yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't take somebody's word for it. Prove him for yourself. Right. And I had my battles with God where I did not believe God was real. I always share this, that I did not believe God was real. So when I'm talking about God, it's not just that I'm just regurgitating something that somebody told me. It's what I experience, what I know that it's real. Right. Because
yeah.
I've been through the fire. I've been through the mud. I've been through it. Right. And not every time in your life you will get that tight fellowship with God. So every time I'm in a tight fellowship with God, it's a certain high
mm-hmm.
that is sweeter than anything that I can experience.
Yeah.
And just to imagine having that high all the time,
yeah.
because I got to search after that high. You know what I'm talking about, Philip? You got to search after that high. You know, it doesn't just happen. You know, like, you got to be without sin. You got to be like, you know, like, you got to focus. You got to go after God. And as fast as much as you go after God, God comes to you, you know? Mm-hmm. He reciprocates. Like, you go and he comes, you know? You squeeze him and he squeezed you, you know, and he squeezed you tighter. And, like, just that high, I know, being with God, right? Imagine that all the time.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
You know, you said something very important, that, you know, you got to know God, you know, for yourself. I think there are two dimensions when it comes to knowing God. Mm-hmm. And I believe the church right now is so comfortable at the first dimension.
Yeah.
The first dimension, which is the head knowledge.
Yeah.
That is to say, what we read in the scripture, we believe it and we take it. Yeah. But there is a second dimension, that's the higher dimension, which is the experiential knowledge.
Yeah.
That's where Paul said that I may know him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he was not talking about the word, which is reading the scripture.
Yeah.
And God is desiring for the church to come to the second dimension. That we will come to a place of the experiential knowledge, because the Bible, it's, you know, those people in the Bible, you know, age, their experience.
Yeah.
Bible is an experience that is written in a book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a somebody experiencing something and putting it in a book. So right now, as we are reading, you see, when I came into Christianity, it was very young. I told you the story already. You know, it was Jesus that appeared in my dream. I was going to church all right, but I used to have some issue that pastors have prayed for me, taking medication. Doctor says this one is impossible. So when Jesus came, he put me on his lap. I believe I was like, 12 years? You know, I didn't know much.
Right.
So Jesus kept on coming in my vision. This is experiential knowledge.
Right.
Putting me on his lap and teaching me the Bible. It went on for some months, and in the vision, I saw myself. This is dream, continuous dream. I saw myself asking him, now you are showing me this, but you said, if you are Jesus, that was the dream. You said, when we are sick, when this happened, we should pray and you are going to heal us. How come I prayed? My mom prayed. Everybody is praying for me. Pastors are praying for me. And if you say you are Jesus, how come I'm not healed?
Yeah.
You see the point. You said something very important.
You got to challenge him.
That's right.
And God loves when you challenge him. People get, you know, like, oh, you talk to God that way. God wants you to talk to him.
Well, I think specifically, God loves when we hold him to his word.
Yeah.
He says it's going to heal.
That's right.
It's going to heal. You know what I'm saying?
And the beautiful thing is that we all need that intimate relationship with God.
Yeah.
It has to be that intimacy. You see, I had a concern. I was concerned about, you know, churches like
Ray, let me end so that you can you can come in. If not, so, you know, I put him, I hold him or held him at his word.
Yes.
Then he smiled. Yes. You see, you said something, because if we desire to know, we come to the place of experiential knowledge. I remember my experience, you know, in the third heaven.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how I got there? I was reading a book by a man of God about his experience in heaven. And I was like, man, if this heaven I'm reading about is real, then I want to see
it. I want to experience. I want to experience.
Listen.
Sign me up.
And the man was talking about fasting, prayer. I'm talking about what? During my high school time.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I said, no, I'm going to fast and pray till God will take me to heaven. If I die, I die.
Yeah.
During my fasting and prayer, listen to this. You see, you got to be able to desire. When you come to a place of desiring to experience God, God shows up and God gives you that, you know, experiential knowledge. So that when you are talking about the Bible, it's not only going to be on the basis of what you read.
Yeah, but what you experienced.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing happened, I was praying. And all of a sudden, I saw that something was moving from me. It's like I saw myself going up with speed and I got scared. I said, Jesus, and I opened my eyes. So listen to
back to reality.
Reality. Yes. So I went to bed and that man that used to come to me that introduced himself as Jesus came to my dream and said, you said you want to go to heaven. I told you you're not ready. You see, you're scared.
Yeah.
So then he started talking to me about fear. And he told me that fear is the enemy that separates us or block us to experience God. You see, the church today, we are afraid. Even when you go to church.
This man is a pastor, right?
He's not a pastor. He's a prophet.
Oh, okay.
He's a prophet.
I can see the two coming together perfectly.
Continue, Philip. Continue.
You see, even today when we go to church
and
God is doing something miraculous, the church, the people are afraid.
Afraid, yes.
You see, this fear is blocking us to experience higher dimension of God.
Yeah.
And you know what I did? I started fasting again. And I said, God, I want to see it.
Yeah.
But this time it was in series.
Okay.
And I was shocked after this experience, my view about heaven.
Yeah.
When I read the Bible, changed. I began to understand. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You started to read it in spirit. Bullseye. You see, that's why a lot of people read the Bible and they read it in the flesh.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they don't understand it.
Yeah.
And they find all kind of faults.
Yeah.
Oh, how did this? And how did Noah was in the ark?
Yeah.
Because they're reading it in the flesh.
In the flesh. Yeah.
But when you read it in the spirit,
because
the Bible was written in the spirit.
That's right.
Right? That's like you, right, speaking English and reading a French book.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not going to get it.
You ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it. So that's what going on. Continue, Philip.
I think, you know, from my experience, I think we will, I don't know if we have time or if you guys are curious to ask me questions about.
Next week, because really and truly, we only have like 3 more minutes before we have to go.
We're just getting started.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Like a half hour just went like snap, snap, snap. Ladies and gentlemen, our listeners, you know, continue listening to us on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. CJLO.com, because we're going to continue having these stimulus conversations. You know, heaven, like I was saying before, like we need to have that intimate relationship, because I was concerned that, you know, the churches of today, a lot of churches are just considered about, you know, planting new churches, planting new seeds, spreading, you know, and I was like, God, what is this about? You know, people are, they're not developing quality Christians.
That's right.
And God told me, that's not the church's job.
Yeah.
That is your job. The church's job is to show you me. And it's your job to search after me. Right. So as an individual, what God told me as an individual, you need to search after God yourself. Because when the time comes, you can't say, well, the church that I was serving didn't really teach me.
Yeah.
That's right.
The church showed you that I am real.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to develop a relationship with me. So we need to have that intimate relationship with God.
Yeah.
That is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. We need to know God for ourselves. Not just what our pastor tells us.
Yeah.
Not what just our parents tell us. Not just what the overseer tells us. Not just what the bishop and the deacon and the deaconess and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, all the people with the titles.
Yeah.
No, you need God for yourself.
Yeah. And to experience him, like Philip was saying.
Yeah, that's just it.
Yeah.
So as I'm always saying, God loves you no matter what. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you have done.
Yeah.
God loves you. God would never leave you, nor would he ever forsake you. You got to know that this God that we're talking about, this is not the Tooth Fairy. This is not Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? This God is real.
Yeah.
I question this God, you know? I remember praying. I'm going to talk. Let me talk.
This man is a preacher, right?
I used to remember praying when I was in high school. And I studied and I studied and I needed, oh God, I need to pass it. And I studied and I fasted. And I failed the test. You understand?
Yeah.
And I was like, this God is nonsense. This is some madness. It's not true. This is, you know, like people are lying to me. My grandmother, everybody lied to me. This God thing is foolish, right? Mm-hmm. But God never gived up on me. I gived up on God.
Yeah. Yes.
And he never gave up on me, and he kept on a little trickle every time.
Yeah.
Until now, I can know that I know that I know that I know.
Can I stop
my
in?
My God is
can
real.
Can I stop in? Yeah. There's a lady that called me, and the lady was believing in God for a house, right? So we prayed about it, and then the lady got the house. Mm-hmm. Now, the house, the lady really liked the house.
Yeah.
Now, they were going to do her credit check.
Yeah.
And her credit was bad.
Okay.
Or the credit is bad right now. Let me say that. So now the lady did not get the house and came back to me asking me as a pastor, how come we have prayed? And then God said that she's going to get the house. And then they denied her the house. And I told her, listen, what is in the jurisdiction of God, he did it.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, before God can manifest something, there is two ways. You got to do your part, which is what
part.
Is in the jurisdiction of man.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So if you don't do your part, God can do his part, but there will not be manifestation.
Yes.
This is what you're talking about.
Yes.
So I told the lady that this one is not God's fault.
Yeah.
God cannot fix your credit for you while you know what to do to fix your credit.
Yep.
So God gave you the house, but because you didn't do what you have to do, you did not get the house.
Amen.
So we have to understand. Yes. A lot of Christians, they think that God has to
do everything. Very true. And I've experienced that as well.
And that's us being lazy Christians. Lazy Christians, you know. So so God has proven himself to me, you know, day in and day out, that I can look today, Curtis and Philip, I can look today and say, you know, I am truly blessed.
Amen.
You understand? I remember you were preaching something on higher grace. And I can say, like, because here I am. 28th of this month, I'm going to be 63.
Wow.
Right? And
you're still young.
Still young.
You have less grace than me. That's all that counts.
That's good to hear, Keller. But check it out. I'm 63, right? I've been on the mountaintops and I've been on the valley, right? I've had my own business. I've been made, you know, I had people working for me. I've, you know, I've experienced.
Have you been on the desert yet? You didn't say that.
I've been on the mountaintop. I've been in the desert.
And
I've been
the
in
beach,
the valley.
Yeah.
Right? And I've been in deep waters.
Yes.
Ooh, understand?
Yes, yes, yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I've been through it all, but I can look at my life now, right? And the thing is, we have to look. This is something the Lord told me this morning. We have to stop living life.
Yeah.
Quote this if you can. We have to stop living life through the eyes of the world and start living life through the lens about God.
Yeah.
You see, what you were talking about yesterday at church, I gave a scenario. I said, when you put banana and money before a monkey, which one would the monkey choose?
The banana.
Yeah. Why?
Because he knows the
because
like
he's limited to that. He knows the banana, but he doesn't know that it's the money
that buys the banana.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
You see, when you begin to desire to go deeper to experience God, that's when you begin to see that, wow, everything starts from God. Start with God. Everything is God.
That's
you will
it.
Desire God more than you doing double shift.
Right.
Because you know that it's God that will make that possible.
Yeah.
So people are chasing the banana.
God first, and everything
that's
else
right.
will come out.
Seek
that's
ye
it.
First.
Yeah.
Seek ye first.
Very true.
Oi, 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 oi. Seek ye first. Yes. You know what? This is a challenge.
Are we trying to wrap up the conversation?
No. I'm not wrapping up the conversation. Yeah. Let's just listen to our advertisements, please.
Okay.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Cilidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 crew campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
Push that button.
Yo, one to them.
How about
yo,
this one?
One to them.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
All right, so we're back. We are back. This conversation about heaven is quite deep. And I just want to invite you out again to the event that Philip is doing. Philip, give us a shout out about what's happening.
Yes, we are having a family day at the Acts Ministry on the 23rd of March. It's for family. Bring your family. Let's have fun. There's going to be people that will educate us, you know, how to, you know, maneuver in life, own your own home and all that. And also there's going to be some giveaway for those that will be in need. And the address is 9850 Rue Verville. 9850 Rue Verville. And the postal code is H3L3E2. So please bring your family. Let's worship God, praise God, amen, and have fun.
Praise God. And that's the thing. We have to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, a lot of times us as Christians, we just have this kind of saddy thing, you know. But we have to be always know that we have the true reason to have fun. That's, you know, right. People in the world, they're lost and they're jumping up and dancing and having fun. Right. And we have the truth. We have the
we have a reason to celebrate.
We have the reason to celebrate. And we, you know, like the you know, we just fool ourselves into this kind of foolishness of like Christianity is this bored thing. I always hear people used to say it. I used to say it too. I'll give my heart to the Lord when I get older. Let me have fun now.
Yeah.
No, you have to give your heart to the Lord now, because that's how you're able to have fun. Because check this out. If you have an iPhone, the latest iPhone, right? And you only use that iPhone just to take and receive calls. You don't even use it for text. You don't know all the stuff it could do. If you read the instructions and you follow through on it, then you could see all the stuff that it could do. The only reason you can really live life to the fullest is to get to the Creator.
Yeah.
And once you get to the Creator, shazam, you can do anything.
Yeah, and I think Philip was making the point too, like the perception of heaven and hell is that hell is going to be a party where all our friends are. Heaven is going to be boring, sitting on clouds with angels and wings, right? And I think, you know, part of our conversation hopefully has shifted people's perception. Heaven, if you have a true understanding of heaven, you're going to be super excited. You know, if you're not excited about heaven, it's because you don't understand what heaven is all about. And you could find that in the Bible. You know, start, you know, Revelations 20, Revelations 21. And there are scriptures throughout the Bible that really describe the beauty. Like, it's unimaginable how beautiful and how massive heaven's going to be.
Uh-huh.
And as believers, we'll be able to enter the city, right? Like, we think of gold, for example. We say gold is yellow, and the darker the yellow, the more precious.
Uh-huh.
The gold in heaven is a transparent gold. Because the city of God, it's God's glory who lights up the city.
Okay.
And the Bible describes the streets of gold as being transparent, as clear, right? And you think of, like, the Bible describes as well, like, there's like 12 foundations. Each foundation is named after the apostles. And then each foundation is a precious stone. So one foundation will be, you know, red, the other is green. Like, every precious stone represents a foundation. The gates, there are 12 gates representing the 12 tribes. Every gate is pearl, is a pearl gate. So, and the size of heaven is millions and millions of acres in size. Like, the Bible is very, the description is incredible. Like, when you read it, like, just the thought of heaven alone is enough to keep you on the straight and narrow. Like, if nothing else, I want to get to that place, you know?
That's it. And that's the beautiful thing too, and the desire. I just think the desire of, I think the one thing about heaven that really gives me a rush is just being in the constant presence of God.
Yeah,
you know, forget about the gates and the this and the that. Just
God being there.
Just being with God. Just being able to chill with God.
Yeah.
Just be like being able to turn around and just say, "What's up?" You know what I mean? Like, just being with God, because like, the little glimpse, you know, when I'm in my fellowship and I, you know, sometimes I'm just like praying and I just get into a flurry of just speaking in tongues and just like, and just like a closeness to God, and you just feel the presence of God that is so thick, right? And that's just like a little blur, like a little 15, 20 minutes,
fraction,
or 10,
yeah.
You understand? So imagine a lifetime.
Yeah.
Eternity,
yes.
Whoa! You understand? So, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners, you know, next week, we're going to be trying to do this again. Curtis, you'll be here next week. What's going on? Talk to me.
Man, I'm going to have my little babies.
Okay.
They may be on the show with us. Let's put it
okay. All right. Philip? You available next week?
Yes, next week.
Okay, so next week, look out for us. If you're listening to us online, share it with somebody. If you're listening to us on the air, tell somebody about it. Because at the end of the day, the God that we serve is good. And he loves you no matter what. This is Gospel Unlimited with Ray, Curtis, and Philip. Signing out, God loves you.
Knowing that I'm certain to be saved. Knowing that I'm certain to be saved. Knowing that I'm certain. I'm losing hope. When will you show? I need to know that I'll be